Blog Talk
Hi,
Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Tia Turner.
You're listening to Us in Between with Tia Turner, and that's me. So if you're into hot topics such as love, relationships, healthy eating habits, and exercise, then tune in every Saturday from 7 to 8. See you there.
Hi, y'all. How y'all doing tonight? It's a rainy night. I believe it's a flash flood warning outside, but that does not stop us from talking about healthy eating habits, what I have planned for you tonight. I've been able to basically communicate with a lot of other people to see how they're feeling about eating healthy every day. Basically, like, you know, what's in their daily activities of eating. So me, myself, Tia Turner, I like to drink a lot of water. I believe I talked about drinking water in my first episode, where drinking at least so many ounces of water helps keep down your body weight. And it's sort of kind of amazing that you'll be able to be regular and make your bowel movements. You may also have to go to the restroom a lot to urinate, but it is very healthy for you, believe it. It makes me feel better every single day. I like to eat fruit. I like to eat protein. I wanted to discuss blood types, and the blood type that you have, you can actually Google what type of foods that you may be able to digest in order to work well with your body, as far as whether you're losing weight or whether you're gaining weight. I had someone speak to me about wanting to actually gain weight, and you know, a lot of people don't have that issue, but a lot of people may also have that issue where they're not just looking to lose weight, but they're also looking to gain weight. So in this type of a situation, this person was looking to gain weight. So they were talking about their metabolism and saying that they had low metabolism and that they weighed a little amount. And so what I was trying to say was that I had heard, because I had a friend before that was sort of kind of smallly built, and that she herself had a high metabolism. So I wanted to look that up, and I wanted to do some research on whether or not your metabolism needed to be low or high in order for you to lose or gain weight, okay? So, like, in this case, I believe that if you have a low metabolism, because I'm also a person that may have had a low metabolism, and that I actually put on weight, you know, and I keep weight pretty well in my body. I'm a pretty big girl, but for my height and things of that nature, you know, my height, you know, stuff like that, I have to sort of kind of like be 145 pounds, basically. I'm like 5'4 3/4, 5'5". And I have done a little index. I'm not a trainer or anything like that. I'm just a media communicator that actually likes to eat healthy, and I like to exercise so that I can make myself feel better every day. You know, not just prayer, not just communicating positively with others, but also like eating healthy. So, like, again, I wanted to discuss some of the foods that you may want to write down. I don't know if you're already in tune, but an apple a day keeps the doctor away. So apples, I love apples. I don't think anyone can really go wrong there. I know that some people may be allergic to those, but I believe that they are high in fiber and that they're just a healthy part of the day. Everyone should eat an apple a day, applesauce, apple juice, like, you know, something like that. But as far as we was talking about gaining weight, okay, like, you know, that was a hard one. You know, like I said, some people can just naturally gain weight. Most people, you know, can eat ice cream or something and that they just become larger. And, you know, certain foods, I believe a high protein diet can also like add to the weight of a person, not just being lazy. I believe that I was researching like some smoothies. You can have a smoothie. You can take some type of tablet. You know, you may want to consult with your doctor and to see if it's okay. And especially talk about, like, you know, how much weight you want to gain, where you want to gain weight and things of that nature. And not to be rude to anyone, but, you know, I believe they also have surgery available that can also add fat to your body. And then, you know, you have people, they're doing surgeries, they're adding, you know, breasts. You know, they have small breasts, they add to their breasts. They add to their buttocks. You know, they add to their calves, they add to their thighs. Like, you know, they add to their lips, they add to the cheeks. So, you know, fat implants, you also can get those. But again, like I said, I myself am the type of person that needed to lose weight, you guys. So in my case, I've been drinking a lot of water because you wouldn't believe miracles have happened to me. I mean, I was a big girl. Right now I was weighing, and I just went to the doctor the other day. I was weighing almost 100 and maybe almost 200 pounds. So it was kind of funny that I was almost at 200 pounds. I was really big. So I couldn't be that big. I didn't want to be that big. I was like, Lord, have mercy, God. I don't supposed to be this big. I need to lose 50 pounds. I was talking to my fiance, so between us, like, you know, he already lost 50 pounds, and then now I'm like, he leaving me out. I got to lose weight, too. So I started drinking plenty of water. I was like, and I started walking, and I put on my sweatband, and you guys, I've been up and down the street, and I've been walking, and girls, guys, I went to the doctor, and I knocked off 8 pounds in like a week, and I was like, okay then. So I took me a laxative, okay? It wasn't easy. I took me a laxative. You got to take a laxative. I don't know who your professional is. I know that even I take medication, too, which I won't discuss exactly what kind of meds I'm on, but, you know, you may have to consult with your doctor to see if it's okay, because sometimes I'm trying to, like, you know, pray, and I'm trying to, like, fast, you know, so that I can sort of kind of, like, you know, get some of this weight off of me. And, like, you know, sometimes that's not even healthy either, you know, because of whatever kind of meds and stuff you're taking. So I had took the COVID-19. I had another vaccination the other day, too. They had, like, another shot. So I just took, like, 3 shots now. And that thing really hurt it. So, like, it hurt it so bad that it was on one of my fasting days. Like, you know, the next day was my fasting day. And I was trying to fast. And I was praying. And I was reading my scriptures and stuff. And I was like, Lord, have mercy. I almost made it to the night. And then I was like, Lord, I need something to help me with this pain. And I didn't want to just take no pain pill without medicine. Because, you know, those medicines, they funny on your stomach, for real. And I don't want to just have ulcers on the stomach, because I heard that the ulcers release some type of chemical that can make your internal organs shut down. So I was like, no, I got to eat. So, like, you know, yeah, we need the food so it can help with the medications that we take as well. So from there, I want to talk about, you know, more of other foods, okay? So, like, I really can't even see, but I just want to say I picked up some type of a granola bar. It's called Kind, K-I-N-D. So, like, you know, the thing about this whole week, like I said, because my blood type, I'm a blood type, AB positive blood type. I'm a universal, I believe, recipient. I have this special type of blood where I can receive blood transfusions from any blood type. So, like, you know, with this type of blood, I believe I Googled it, and it says something about eating, you know, fish. I had to eat fish, dairies, wheat, like, you know, certain things like that, herbs and stuff like that. So, like, you know, that was cool. And what I was going to say was that I love fish, okay? I really do. Like, they put up their tuna. They put up their, like, perch or something. I don't think I really eat perch that much, but, like, you know, and they put salmon, and they put, like, the sardines, I believe. It was between the salmon and the sardines, and I love sardines, too, y'all. So, yeah, you got to look up your blood type. You got to see which one of those foods is the best food for you. You know what I'm saying? So that we can get in that fit body. Like, you know, because that fit body gets the mind, you know, set correctly as well. Sometimes when I'm overweight, I feel kind of depressed. I feel down. Like, you know, I'm not think. I really want to think. Like, you know, I'm sort of kind of like, you know, shady to myself, and I'm hurting as well because I'm just not there where I want to be. I definitely don't like to see myself, like, you know, bursting and bulging out of my clothing. I don't like, you know, it needs a lot of help, okay? So I have all type of bands that I put on. I put on bands around my stomach. Like, you know, I'm sweating as much as I can. I'm using honey. I'm using honey for inflammation. I'm using castor oil in my belly button. This is something that I was turned on to the other day, too. I was watching YouTube, and I was using castor oil in my belly button. They was like, you could put like 15 drops of castor oil in your belly button, and you got to put like a clean compress down on it, like a blanket or something, and then wrap it up with your normal, you know, stomach gear that you use to wrap your stomach, and then go to sleep in it. So, like, you know, I'm actually losing weight in my stomach. Y'all, my stomach, I got 3 kids. The oldest is an adult himself. So, you know, I try to limit my stretch marks. I don't really look like I have kids unless I start working out and dieting, exercising, and, you know, praying, fasting. It takes a lot of work, y'all, for real. Like, you know, but I'm only just encouraging those, just encourage, you know, myself as well, because I have to encourage me too. And so, like, you know, I have people calling, you know what I'm saying, communicating with me, praying for me, you know, if not on a daily basis, then at least once a week. And then, you know, that also, I believe, is for every one of us. So, like, you know, I had actually invited some people in to communicate with me so that, you know, they can talk to others about what their life is like as far as eating healthy, like, you know, love, relationships, like anything in between, anything positive that you want to share, that would be okay with me, like I said. But as far as just every day, you know, trying to keep track of eating healthy so that you can have a positive mindset, you guys. I am not trying to shut the restaurants down and nothing like that. I admit that even my kids, sometimes they want to eat fast food, and it's fine. But, like, you know, me personally, I have to have olive oil, y'all, okay? I can't just eat the regular vegetable oil. Like, you know, eating is very important. I mean, because it matters how you end up feeling by the end of the day. You understand? Like, you know, I want to know that somebody feels good about their choices in food. Like, you know, like I said, eating yogurt, that's definitely is a good food that you may want to try if you never really tried it. And I mean on a daily basis, okay? I mean, and replacing yogurt with ice cream. So I just spoke about eating yogurt, right? And then I went to work and my job was giving away ice cream for free. So now I almost ate it and I was like, Lord God, this ice cream almost just tore my stomach completely up. It was not good for me, really, y'all, okay? I could have been like, you know, y'all could just give us yogurt, you know, and that would be cool. Like, you know, so anyway, yogurt is definitely more, like, lean and softer. Like, you know, it doesn't have you constipated, or it don't, like, you know, tear your stomach up. You see what I'm saying? So, like, you know, I was communicating with somebody I met, it was years ago, but he told me himself, you know, he was strict diet as well. He eats healthy as well. So he wanted to let me know that if you ball up your fist, okay, we all could just sit here together and just ball up our fist and just look at your fist, okay? You look at your fist and put an example on the plate. And I don't mean just stretch your hand out, even though you can stretch it out as well. But when you ball up your fist, this is how big your stomach is, no matter who you are. You know, every one of us is a little different from each other, but it's kind of funny because I went somewhere and got some something to eat for lunch the other day, y'all, okay? And when I went to order, tell me why what I wanted wasn't on the menu at all, because everybody else had already ordered it. I mean, so we got, like, the same appetite, y'all, okay? Like, it's like we all want to eat tuna on a croissant roll. And I'm like, okay, why did everybody want to eat tuna on a croissant roll like me today? And then only thing that's left is some dry chicken salad. And I just want to say, I want my chicken salad to have a little bit more moisture now. I don't really like chicken that good. I like fish, and I really like tuna. So, like, you know, I'm a fish girl myself. So, you guys, it's just like people got to understand, we ain't all into, like, chicken. Like, most of us want fish, okay? So, like, you know, they going to have to, like, upgrade it or something and put a little fish cafe in there for real, because I was a little mad about my little chicken sandwich. But let's just go on from there. I see my people didn't show up tonight. I told y'all can call me. But I'm going to keep going so that I can admit that, you know, what we eat is very important. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, we need to be eating things that are healthy for us, that are healthy for our children, because it is important. You know, eating multivitamins, okay? Like, I believe that we are all able to eat these multivitamins. We all need these nutrients. We all need these minerals. Like I said, I'm not no doctor. I'm not no lawyer. Just a media communicator. Just somebody that want to get out a positive message to you. As far as I live my own life, okay? That's why you're here with me. My name is Tia Turner. And so what I would say is that drinking water is good. Eating fruits, eating vegetables, depending on your blood type, like I said, you know, depending on communication with your doctor on what's good, what's not, what works with your medicine, what does not work with your medicine. Because I mean, I was on a medication one time and I couldn't eat grapefruit, okay, y'all, because eating grapefruit, you know, it sort of kind of, you know, coincided with the medication. It did something, had an effect. I never ate it, you know. I just don't even eat grapefruit anymore, even if you want to lose weight. So in that case, when I'm taking this medicine, I end up being very large, y'all. And you think it's funny, you want to laugh at me, but my feelings was hurt for real, and I walked all the way to the train station because I wanted to lose weight, okay? And I wasn't going to just sit at the bus stop and wait on the bus, okay? I was like, no, I'm going to lose weight. So I walked all the way to the train station, no matter how far it was. I drank water, and then I also went to a gym. So I walked to the train station, and then I walked to the gym. And so when I got to the gym, I went in there, and I just worked it and worked it, and I worked it, y'all. If I would have showed y'all the photograph of before and after, y'all would have been like, no, wait a minute. That is not her. You would have thought it was not me because I worked it out. I'm talking about I was looking like the diva of the divas. I looked better than all the women y'all ever met before. Like, you know, the finest one that I would have said I looked like that. The people had compared me to her, which was Halle Berry. But I can admit, I even looked better than Halle, y'all. I was going all the way. I looked like I was looking like some y'all ain't never seen before. Boy, I was fine as a mug. But anyway, that's how serious it was for me. But it wasn't just for me. It also was the feeling. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I wasn't finna let no medication. I wasn't finna let no diagnosis. I wasn't finna let nothing nobody had to say about me get me down. You see what I'm saying? I was gonna get up. And I was going to work out every single day. You know what I'm saying? I was going to walk, okay? And I walked all that weight off of me, and I was looking like a straight diva. And you know what I'm saying? And I was feeling so great. I was feeling like God is of the universe or something. And it was just a very, very good feeling. So it did have something to do with eating healthy, too. It wasn't just the exercise by itself. Like, you know, it got a little nasty, you know. I was sweaty. I looked a mess probably sometimes, but y'all, once it shed off, y'all, it was a good feeling. I could fit my clothing. I could be so happy. I could smile. I could even look back at my photographs and stuff and be so proud of myself because I know what I had went through. You see what I'm saying? I know that I had become this big old girl, even though I had a child or whatever. But, like, you know, I was always a big mom child. I believe my mom said I was born 8 pounds. So, like, you know, depending on how much you weighed at birth, because my son was 6 pounds 2 ounces, and he still was, like, 200, 300 pounds right now. So, like, you know, it don't even really matter how much you weighed at birth, you know, because if your body picks up weight, then you just, and you don't actually eat healthy enough to shed it or exercise enough to shed it, then you will just always have the weight there. You see what I'm saying? And like I said, the weight causes problems, especially for me. So, like, you know, some people want to gain weight, but in my case, I had wanted to lose weight because, you know, I was too big, y'all, for real. Like, you know, I'm not really no bad person. I don't need the weight to be trying to do negative things and then like that. I don't know why, but, you know, that's the way the Lord made us. Like I said, I was born big myself. So, like, you know, what I do is I definitely wake up in prayer, you know. And then when I'm fasting, you know, I'm not eating for a whole day. So, like, you know, it's going to be a whole day of not eating, y'all, for real. And somebody think, oh, you know, this girl on something, but nah, I ain't on nothing. I'm actually not on anything, okay? I mean, I haven't eaten anything at least. I at least try to drink water. And then what I do is I put a lemon or something in my water because I'm trying to, like, put nutrients in my body anyway. But drinking water, releasing all of the urine, releasing all of the toxins, you know what I'm saying? I'm basically detoxing my body. Cucumbers, okay? Put cucumbers and lemons in your water every day. You know what I'm saying? Always want to detox your body. Always want to make your body, like, you know, urinate and make bowel movements, okay? So, like, you know, you're going to be making, like, at least 2 or 3 bowel movements a day. But, like, you know, you're going to be losing weight. You're going to be, like, you know, relaxing your mind. And also, you want to meditate on godliness, Heavenly Father, you know, speaking to the Heavenly Father and the Heavenly Host about helping you maintain a better mindset, you know what I'm saying, about the way you carry yourself. Because I see a lot of negativity in the world, you know, and it sort of has to do with weight and stuff, too. Like, you know, it has to do with certain things, you know what I'm saying? Even I'm too little or too big, and then there's something else going on in between. So, like, you know, I'm sitting here telling you, okay, that you have to want to, you know, meditate on what you're doing every day, you know, have a positive mindset. I love you guys, but fast food is not always there. You know, it's not the best for us, for real. Like, you know, we need more fruits. We need more vegetables to be eating. You know, we need to have better positive minds, positive way of thinking, and then, you know, we need to exercise, you know, positivity, y'all, okay? Like, you know, no drugs, no alcohol, no smoking. Like, you know, those things are negative, y'all, for real. There's people out here hurting. It's people out here that cannot breathe. Like, you know, we done had the COVID-19. I mean, so many different episodes of COVID. I mean, it's amazing we all ain't just vanished off the face of the earth. But, Lord, we pray. Don't be ashamed, okay, y'all? You know, we still here, so we might as well tell the truth. But, like, you know, we thank the Lord for his presence in our lives for real, because only because of him are we here. So, like, you know, while I'm here, you know, I want to go on and get those positive messages because, you know, I believe eating healthy is giving me the right to admit I have a positive mindset I can share with others. So, you know, let's drink water. You know, let's drink a lot of water instead of smoking too, y'all, for real, okay? Instead of drinking alcohol, let's drink a lot of water. And, I mean, at least so many ounces, half of your body weight in ounces, okay, and do all the urination and all of the bowel movements for real. And just see how you feel. You're going to feel so much lighter, like, you know, so much less stressful. You see what I'm saying? Because I believe that we sometimes go through so much, okay? Either we're at work, sometimes we don't work, sometimes we just not feeling well, sometimes we just do have complaints about the way our lives are, the way, you know, our family relationships are, like, you know, and so for that, like I said, let's just drink a lot of water, okay, y'all, and let's meditate on that. So that once we accept the fact that, you know, the water itself, because our body is made up of so much water. So once we accept the fact that we have drank this water, then I'm pretty sure, just like myself, that, you know, all the negativity, all of those worries, all those things that let you down, if you're going to want to get up there and you're going to want to have more energy, you're going to want to do something positive with your life, you know. So that's what I expect to happen to us here. I expect that we do something positive with our lives. Just like I was telling my fiance, it's okay, but, you know, I love you regardless of what you do, okay? But if it hurts someone else, like, you know, it matters. Like, you know, so if it hurts yourself, it matters, okay? So what you do really matters. So that's what I'm saying, like, you know, what we consume in our bodies, it needs to be something positive, y'all. I know that I'm just sitting up here, keep on repeating myself, and some of y'all is not listening to me. You think I'm trying to change the world or something, but, you know, I pray to Lord God, you know what I'm saying, upstairs. So I'm like, Lord God, can you please try to get the people to stop smoking drugs so much for real that it's considered, like, a hazard to every one of our health, okay? Like, you know, I already can't breathe. I really don't need to be around smoking, and I definitely can't drink. So say if my husband wants to take me out on a nice date or whatever, I already have discussed with him that, you know, we're not going to be drinking alcohol out here on this date, okay? We don't need to be drinking either. But, like, you know, we're going to drink us a little cranberry juice, you know what I'm saying? We're going to make up for the alcoholic consumption, okay, y'all, because, you know, I believe it hurts the liver. I had a family member die that smoked the liver, and then I know for a fact that she may have smoked, she may have drank, like, you know, and like you said, you're going to pass that down to the next generation. But see, in my case, it's already a stop, it's already a block right there, like, you know, because I have went to church and I have prayed for what they call, what they call ancestor curses and stuff like that, so that it don't just come down from one generation to the other generation, where, you know, we picking up bad habits and that we refuse to basically let those bad habits go. But, like, you know, it takes a lot, okay? I mean, I basically had to be put totally to sleep, wake up, you know what I'm saying, and have somebody there for me to communicate with me about a lot of things, you know what I'm saying, as far as what I have went through in my life. Like, you know, no matter what it was, you know what I'm saying? So basically, we want to just kind of educate ourselves on a daily basis, think about our health, admit that our health is important, you guys, to every one of us. Like, you know, my health is important to me. It's important to my children. I hope it's important to my parents. Like, you know, I don't know what type of parents a lot of people have, but I'm a parent myself, and I really do care about my children's health. So, like, you know, like I was thinking about my baby. My baby, she's 6 years old, and she was getting a little fat because she was eating junk food over her family house. So I had told her myself, I was like, you're getting a little fat, you need to exercise. So every time you see my baby exercise, okay, y'all? Like, you know, she know how to do jumping jacks. She know how to do sit-ups. Like, you know, she takes the time and she exercises her body. Now, ain't that a good thing that you know that if you just only communicate with a person that it can help better them, honestly? So, like, you know, and that's a positive thing for a person, because, like, you think, I don't want my child walking around looking like something wrong with her, for real, okay? I don't, you know, that's the type of kid I was. I was a little thick little girl looking fat and stuff like that, and I'm like, you know, calm down, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, because people get the wrong idea the way they look at you. So, like, you know, I'm telling you guys, if y'all listen to me, you know what I'm saying, I'm only just trying to send a positive message to you and your family, like, you know, your loved ones. I know people go through so much, like my father. He was in the hospital, and he was going through, like, he was eating too much candy. So, like, y'all, why was my daddy eating too much candy? Y'all over his girlfriend's house one day eating too much candy. I was so mad at y'all. I was mad at them for real. I was like, wait. So he in the hospital about to die. He got his sugar all the way up to 700 and something, y'all, for real. He done got diabetes and then stuff like that. It was just a whole lot of stuff. So I was there for my father. I ran to the hospital for real to see what was wrong with my dad, because the first thing I want to tell my dad is that he need to eat some mustard, because mustard, it helps with your cholesterol, okay? Okay, so My dad ate mustard. My dad turned into a Batman superhero. Like, my dad came back to life. Y'all, when you see my dad, boy, please, you never thought that he went and got diabetes. You never thought that he was coming down with cirrhosis of the liver. Like, you know, he got back together, just a little mustard. So, you know, you add a little mustard to your diet, too, and it'll help with your cholesterol. So, like, some of my favorite foods, okay, today, I'm just going to bring them up. Honey is one of them, okay, even though I wouldn't actually call it a food, but, you know, it's sort of like a sauce or something like that, but it's like honey, lemons, cucumbers, ginger, garlic, okay? Don't forget a little garlic. Garlic is like a antiseptic or something. It's like an antiseptic. Like, you know, if you ever had a cold before, you can mix garlic and honey together and you can let it like sit overnight or something like that, you guys. So yes, if you eat garlic, you guys, then no matter what you go through, you're going to be fighting off so many infections and stuff like that, so many viruses. So, like, you know, put garlic in your diet. You know, they have chopped garlic, or you can actually, I actually eat the clove, okay? And it burns too, y'all, for real. But I am so healthy, y'all. You can sneeze, you can cough. I hardly do catch a cold, okay? Somebody did try to give me COVID-19 one day. They sneezed on me for real. But, yeah, it was a sad little situation there. But I can admit that garlic is still something that'll work. I heard that if you caught COVID today, once you're vaccinated, that you won't die. So I was like, well, I'm thankful to hear that. Thank you so much for telling me I won't die if I got vaccinated and caught COVID, okay? And that they actually say that it goes away on its own. So that's what they said, you know. So you can basically treat it, I guess, like a common cold. But like I said, again, I'm not a doctor. I'm just only speaking what I heard because somebody told me something like that about it before. So I just recently took another COVID test. I don't know if I had it, but I don't feel any symptoms. And that a lot of people say that you don't have to feel signs. But one day when I did catch the COVID, my eye was hurting really bad. So they was like, you know, you can catch the COVID no matter where. I don't think the little kids catch it because although I caught it, my daughter didn't catch it, which was my six-year-old didn't catch it. So I took her to the doctor because I had felt like I really wanted to know if she had caught the COVID, but she didn't, okay? So I was so happy for that. I was happy that my baby didn't catch the COVID, y'all, okay? And that the person, the mean old guy that was sitting they're sneezing in the middle of the summer. I just say, if you see somebody sneezing in the middle of the summer, y'all better get away from them for real, all right? Because they are trying to give you the COVID, okay? Because I never even had a summer cold before. So, like, you know, I caught the COVID right out this summer with somebody that had a cold in the summertime. So, like, you know, I was like, oh, Lord, have mercy. But garlic, you guys, is definitely what will get those viruses taken care of. So other than that, let me see what else I have here. I had my favorite fruits were apples. I had the garlic, the cucumbers. You know, you can use the cucumbers in your water with lemons. You can also put the cucumbers on your eyes. And that they're also a beauty product that helps the puffiness in your eyes. I use that on my skin, too. It really helps with hydration. So, like, you know, yeah, if you put that in your water, you know, water by itself sometimes is not as accurate as you want it to be. Also, although it may stop dehydration, but if you add a cucumber, then, you know, cucumbers also help with hydration. And a pickle. So, like, you know, I've been eating pickles, too, because the pickle have vinegar in them. And that, you know, they say apple cider vinegar, I believe, help you lose weight if you use, like, a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar. But, like, you know, everybody has, you know, different chemical makeups. So, like, you know, what works for me may not actually work for you. But like I said, if you would want to take the time and, like, type in your blood type on Google or something like that and ask, you know, what kind of food should my blood type eat, whatever blood type you have, and then it'll sort of kind of give you the list itself. Like, it can be so particular. So, like, you know, but what else? Olives. I think I had just added olives to my diet. You know what I'm saying? People think I look like a kid or something, y'all, for real, just depending on what I'm eating around here, right? But I was looking at YouTube again, and they had something on there, one of these famous, maybe say J-Lo or somebody. Like, you know, this lady looks good for her age, okay? I think I look like her a little bit. But, like, you know, she looks good for her age, right? So, like, you know, I was going over her diet on YouTube, and I was looking at stuff like raisins and maybe say it was this type of fruit. What kind of fruit did they tell me she ate? It was like the mango. I forgot the name of this fruit. I never eat this fruit either, but yeah, mango is a good fruit though, for real. Mango, avocados, the raisins. Now I'm going back to the raisins because they say if you put the raisins in water and let it sit overnight, y'all can drink it for real. And it does something for the body. I don't know if it helps with constipation or something, but it tastes very good, and they say it's healthy for the body. So raisins, y'all, if y'all look that up and y'all drink y'all some raisin water, and then y'all also can eat the raisins too, but, you know, they're good for you. So, like, you know, you want to look great, you want to feel great, you want to have a healthy mind, you want to use positive messages, y'all. Stop all that profanity, stop all that cursing, because don't nobody want to hear that. I was riding on the train and I heard somebody in a conversation, and I mean, this person was just cursing and cursing, cursing all in my ear, y'all. It was so negative, y'all. I was listening to this person. I was like, Lord, can you please tell this person in my ear like that, for real? Because that is totally disrespectful, okay? It is. It's totally disrespectful. Stop cursing in my ear like that on the phone with whoever you're talking to. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's your friend or whoever that is, but, like, you know, I don't want to hear that. Like, you know, this ain't your home, babe. Like, you know, this ain't your home, sweetheart. Like, you know, you out here just cussing directly in my ear, and I just got off work, and I'm tired, and so I'm about to die just because of all this cursing. It makes me feel so much anxiety, you know what I'm saying? It makes me feel so much stress, and I feel just totally depressed whenever somebody is just blurbing out these curse words at me. You understand me? It's just like taking your fists and balling them up and just punching me all in the face. I don't want to fight, you know? So, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to fight. I don't want to argue. I don't want to cuss you back out. Like, you know, I just want to pray for you, and I just want to say, please stop doing that cursing that you're doing, okay? Because that is not the way you should communicate. I know you went to school. I know you had a better education. Like, you know, so something about your diet is the reason why you are doing it. You know what I'm saying? You done ate too much McDonald's. You done ate too much Pizza Hut. Like, you know, and then now you out here just cutting it up with you, for real, and you're not caring, okay? So, like, you know, like I said, you know, I want to talk about caring about yourself enough, you know what I'm saying, to care about others. But, like, you know, using profanity and stuff like that is not actually allowed either in public places, y'all. So, you know, y'all need to cut back on that, for real, and y'all need to stop embarrassing this too, like that, for real, about who doing what type of communicating with whoever they communicate with, your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, your cousin, your friend, whoever, your coworkers, just the person sitting next to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, come on now, for real, y'all. Let the Lord shine a little light on the inside of your heart, because, you know, profanity, curse words, stuff like that, you know, they sitting this down, for real, right? They not lifting this up. Like, you know, we looking for somebody that want to send positive messages. That's what I like. You know, that's what allows me to live my life, okay? Because cursing at me really hurting me. I just want you to know. So, like, you know, we done talked about eating healthy. We done talked about exercise. We done talked about love. We done talked about relationships. And I basically be summing it up for tonight. I'm so sorry that nobody didn't get a chance to call in. I believe this is like my third or fourth episode, but this is my first broadcast, you guys. And like I said, I went to school at Full Sail University for media and communications. I have a certification, and my name is Tia Turner. It was so nice for you all to join me. I appreciate you so much. Until next time.
It's time to find the power in your numbers. With Xero. That's Xero spelled X-E-R-O. Xero is accounting software that gives you financial visibility. Learn more at xero.com. Xero, accounting software for better business.
My fave apps can be lifesavers. Social apps, video apps, messaging apps. But my McDonald's app is giving off main app energy. Not only does it let me order ahead, skip the line, and get my food fast, I can use it to get exclusive exclusive deals, like a $5 combo meal with an all-beef Big Mac, a medium order of fries, and a medium ice-cold Coca-Cola. With exclusive deals like a $5 combo meal, the McDee app is the main app I can't live without. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Offer valid through 3/31/2024. Participating McDonald's. Valid once a day. Must opt into rewards. Coca-Cola is a registered trademark of the Coca-Cola Company.